Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Sweet anxious high achiever, welcome to the High I'm Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about some terms related to anxiety. I think they're terms that can be used interchangeably, and maybe in some contexts or settings, that's perfectly acceptable and fine. And then I also think that there are times where it's important to pay attention to where these things might be different. So the four terms I want to talk about today are anxiety, worry, stress, and fear. Now, when I say those, I think probably as an anxious high achiever, you can immediately see that there might be times where you might easily use one of those words in place of another. But then I think that there are also times where maybe one is more fitting than the other. And I don't say this so that you get perfectionistic and think that there's only one right way to use them. But I just feel like it's important to talk about what the difference might be so that you can maybe better explain yourself to others if need be, like your therapist or people who are close to you, or maybe even process your own thoughts, feelings, emotions yourself by using language that's really specific to what's going on for you in the moment. So let's start with anxiety, because that's one that we use a lot around here. I think that anxiety, for me, is really future focused. But I want to add in there that although anxiety is typically worrying about something that might be happening in the future, it's oftentimes based in something that may have happened in the past. So I'm not a therapist. I can't help you process what may have happened in the past and how that impacts you now. But it's worth thinking about for yourself and maybe talking to your own therapist about how are the anxieties that you're having now about what's happening in your life or potentially going to happen based on past experiences, for example. So just to give a specific example from my own life, oftentimes I have anxiety about how much I have on my to-do list and what's going on in my life and will I get done those things that I really want to do or the things that I feel like I need to do. And some of that is based on past experiences, knowing that, for example, right now in my life, I'm a working parent and there's much of my life that's outside of my control. I can't control if and when a member of my family gets sick and how that will impact how I had scheduled my time or planned to use my time that week. So that can be an example of how maybe past experiences might fuel anxiety. Okay, I've got this to-do list, but that means everything needs to go perfectly and according to plan. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to be upset or worried or more anxious or stressed than I already am. So that's anxiety. Again, kind of a future-focused sense of unease, worry, apprehension, or fear. And oftentimes, it's not necessarily something that's actually realistic to be worrying about. And then let's talk about stress, because I think that this is really, really important for us to be paying attention to. I think that stress is your body's actual physical response to what might be going on with you, those anxieties that are plaguing you, your worries, your fears, and how are you responding to it? Are you getting tense in your shoulders and your jaw? Are you getting sweaty armpits and palms of your hands? Are you getting a headache or a stomach ache from the pressure that you have? So I think that this one is particularly important because it's important to pay attention to the signals your body is giving you and where are they coming from. For example, just this last week, I noticed this sudden onset of a headache, which was very unusual for me. Thankfully, I'm not somebody who suffers from headaches very often, but it triggered me to stop and realize that I was getting really anxious about something that I had coming up to the point where I was causing myself to have like a tension style headache because of that stress that was going on in my body. So again, stress is something that's going on in your body, something that you can feel, hopefully, if you're paying attention, that's going to signal you that there's something else going on for you, probably something going on in your mind that you need to be paying attention to. Next, that brings me to worry. I think that worry and anxiety can easily go hand in hand. Oftentimes, we worry about things that haven't happened yet, that future focus, like I talked about with anxiety earlier. Oftentimes, I think that worry is basically just a mental process that's focused on potential future problems, things that might happen. Now, I want to talk about this for a second in terms of worry not necessarily being bad. I think that as anxious high achievers, we want to tend to be as perfect as you can, if there's even such a thing. And sometimes I think that if we recognize ourselves engaging in behaviors that are unhelpful, like worrying, we can be even harder on ourselves. Why am I worrying? I need to just stop it. What's wrong with me? I can take care of this. I've got this under control. When I think that it's okay to also recognize that there can be a healthy level of worry. For example, I talked about planning earlier. You and I both know the importance of planning, especially if you're, for example, a busy professional working mother. You can't go into your week without some sort of plan. Otherwise, you're probably not going to be very productive and you might be more healthy or anxious. It's normal to have a little bit of worry that, oh gosh, I've got an intense project I'm going to be working on this week. My kids have a lot of activities. There's this family event one night. So I need to plan so that things go as well as possible and I can accomplish as many of the things as I want to. But then there can be this line that you cross that might not be very distinct, but it's there nonetheless. And I think it's important to pay attention to that. And perhaps paying attention to your stress signals in your body might show you when you've tipped over that line that your productive or healthy worrying has become unproductive. Maybe you are spending hours planning your week down to the minute, and you've got to have your lunch packed in these perfect little Tupperwares. And if somebody accidentally grabs one of your lunches out of the fridge and eats it, it absolutely sends you through the roof because your plan is now off. So I want you to pay attention to the stress signals in your body and how they might signal to you that you have gone from productive or healthy worrying to a worry that's maybe more unhealthy or unproductive. And finally, I want to talk about fear. I think that all anxiety is fear-based. Fear is a natural, normal, and healthy response. It's important to have some level of fear in your life. You touch the hot stove, you know that you're going to burn yourself. It's important to tuck that away in your mind so that you don't do it again and seriously injure or potentially do worse to yourself. So it's a natural primal response to threats, but also our minds, especially in terms of anxiety, can take it too far. And here again, I think it's really important to pay attention to those stress signals that your body might be giving you that signal you when you have crossed over from a healthy, normal level of fear to fear that is perhaps unproductive, unhealthy, and just feels really terrible and maybe is a form of anxiety. I hope that this was helpful for you, examining the differences between anxiety stress, worry, fear, and also how they can relate to one another. I think that it's really important for you as someone who might be struggling from anxiety to spend time paying attention to where it's showing up in your life, how you're recognizing that it's showing up, what the impacts are, and using specific terms for specific reasons might help you be able to do that better for yourself. And like I said, maybe also communicate with others in your life, like a therapist or a loved one who you might want to be sharing your concerns with. That's all I have for you today, sweet friends. I hope that this was helpful for you. If you haven't yet joined our free Facebook group, the link to join is in the show notes. I would love to see you there. It's a really wonderful, encouraging, supportive group of high-achieving, anxious women just like you. We'd love to have you there. We do some kind of fun things like group journaling, encouraging one another, talking about anxiety, etc. Again, the link to join is in the show notes. Love to have you join us, and I can't wait to talk with you next week. Take care. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.